Now, verse 13, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. This is a great one. If you try as a Christian, try to cover your sins, and that, by the way, is the common practice among Christians today. You find in the average church that there's a band-aid of silence placed over the cancer of sin. They don't like to talk about, you know. They try to appear to each other that they're perfect, which means that they think that they're very good. But we're told here, he that confesseth and forsaketh them, he shall have mercy. And for the believer today, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us all in righteousness. Now, I don't mean public confession of sin. This is a matter between you and the Lord. But that should be dealt with. And this idea today to try to appear that you're sinless before your little group is, I think, a big mistake. Whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall obtain mercy. How wonderful this is. Now in verse 14, happy is the man that feareth always, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. Now, this is another very wonderful proverb, and this is what it means to walk in fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And what does that mean? Well, it means that your heart is open toward God all the time. The opposite here is he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. The man that fears God is one that is listening to God, one that's trying to walk in a way that's well-pleasing to him, walking in humility before the Lord, walking in recognition of his weakness and of his utter dependence upon God. Now, that's what it means. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But now, I must pause and say something here at this particular point. I've had several letters from friends. One dear lady wrote and said, I'm writing you this in love. You have pointed out the faults of the church members, and you have given the criticism of the Christians that are in our churches today, but says, don't you have a word of encouragement for them? Now, my friend, may I say that I'm attempting to teach the Word of God. I believe that we're in days of apostasy today, and the ones that are the quickest to acknowledge the present-day apostasy are pastors of churches, and there is a sad condition. Now, I recognize we need encouragement, but when I give encouragement, I'm giving it from the Word of God to all saints. Now, I don't call attention necessarily to the church, but I call attention to the local church when the Word of God makes it very clear that he's speaking about these that are making a profession today of being a Christian. And I think to be forewarned is to be forearmed. And a great many people in the church and out of the church are tremendously discouraged at what they're seeing in the lives of some Christians. And as a result, why, they are turning off. Religion is one young man, one of these hippie-type individuals, he said to me, I've turned off religion. Well, I know something of the boy's background. And I almost felt like saying to him, well, I agree with you, but I can't say that to the young man. I tried to point out to him that there are a lot of wonderful saints today that are in the church, and they're generally in the background, not always, but generally. And these are folk that you can have a wonderful fellowship with, and you can have confidence in them. Now, I pause to say that because that fits right along in what we are having here. The writer of the Proverbs didn't spare any of us. You may be sure of that. And many of these Proverbs fit down on us just like a garment.